It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. What a great launch week we're having already. I just want to thank you again for all your reviews and on Amazon. It is incredible. We're in the top 10, really, the last few days here, which has been incredible under new releases. We're going to jump in, though, today and call this one bitterness resentment. We're gonna really cover these two areas that the Lord spoke to me about, really spoke to us about. And so bitterness and resentment, I will tell you, in pastoring as many years as I have, I've never seen anything derail people like bitterness and resentment. It is by far the silent killer of Christianity. The crazy thing about bitterness is, look, number one, we all know a bitter person, right? The minute I say bitterness, it's either you or you think about who you know that is, right? Nastiness. Bitter people are justified people. Again, if you're just tuning in, I had a whole experience last weekend where a fire alarm, legit fire alarm in a hotel went off multiple times. And the Lord spoke to me about two contaminants that we're going to have to deal with. One is bitterness and resentment. The other is jealousy and disappointment. Bitterness is the silent killer. Everybody who's bitter that I've ever met, I mean angry, I mean some of the most nasty, crotchety people you've ever met, they all have good reason. Hear me out. Everybody got a reason. And that's the lie of bitterness. The lie of bitterness is you don't understand. I'm so hurt and I'm, you know, this is beyond what you can understand. No, baby girl, we all got the same amount of chances to be offended. And bitterness is free. Like, that's all this world has, to be honest with you. That is who you are. That's your regular nature, is to be offended. And when people allow that to sit in, boy, oh boy, it's crazy. The Bible makes it clear that the bitterness of one person can defile many people. We live in probably the most offended day we've ever seen in our life, right? Think about it. You know, years ago, you could say something as a preacher, And people just either think it's funny or, you know, understand you believe the best. It's nasty. The political spirit that's jumped in the church, man, is gross. And really, I saw it take off during Trump. If you didn't agree with Trump, it was so bad that people made you guilty by association if you didn't speak against it. We had people in our churches that were convinced the worst things about Trump. And because I wasn't coming against him, then they left. Or if I wasn't political enough, or if I was political, too political, believe it or not. I remember my wife made a post about Trump one time. It was shortly after COVID. And she was like, guys, look, there's a lot of rumors flying around the internet. Why don't you just listen to the guy's press conference to find out what's happening? Boy, oh boy, she got assassinated. Bitter people. If you're voting for somebody else that people don't like, then boom. It is the offended culture we live in right now is the influence of bitterness. It is. And the lie of bitterness, probably the most alarming thing about it, is people that have bitterness or jealousy, there's a mask that they hide behind, and that mask is discernment. The mask is a lie, making you think that I discern the heart and motive of another person, and it's a divide and conquer from the pit of hell. You need to watch out for Michael because, you know, I know what Michael's really trying to do, or I know what Susie's really trying. You don't know what they're trying to do, but it's the divide and conquer false mask of discernment that bitterness always hides under. We're going to talk more about it after the break. We're talking about dealing with the fires that are burning in your life of bitterness and resentment.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
Bitterness is, you know, we're talking about bitterness and just really, look, you've got to learn to walk in love. Sometimes when I talk to people like Pastor Brian or mentors in my life, I think life is one big offense that you just got to get over, man. Like around every corner, there's somebody that's going to offend you. If you're looking, if your lens right now is to be hurt, you will be. I'm telling you right now. And if something's rubbing you wrong, don't be quick to think it's their fault. Maybe you should check your heart. If something's feeling wrong and you don't think it's right and you're getting offended and you feel that thing bubble up, man, you better get on your face. You better get on your face and ask the Lord, what is it in me that is that's not connecting right here? What is it in me that needs to be exposed? Bitterness, similar to jealousy, bitterness is an attachment to the past, right? You can't move forward if you're looking back. Jesus said, who is going to, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not going to be fit for the kingdom. Bitterness is going to make you forget the future. Absolutely. There's always reason to become bitter. Always. There's always an offense. There's always something out there. And that's what it is. It robs you. Bitterness robs you of your future. Right? It's living in pain. I was reading from 2 Corinthians 1, which I thought was such a powerful scripture the other day. 2 Corinthians 1, and I like reading it in the NIV. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 18 says that we are the yes to his amen. You know how you overcome disappointment? You know how you deal with that, focusing on the promise? Right? Disappointment will cover tomorrow, probably even a bigger stumbling block. But I'm going to tell you right now, you better learn to love. You better learn to love like Jesus. You better realize the love the Father has for you and extend that to others. That's how you overcome bitterness. That's how you step into a place where you're not allowing your heart. See, it starts with a thought. You know, you don't just miss heaven. It starts with a thought. You don't just get sick in your body. It starts with a thought. And that thought, the thought of an unrenewed mind, that's why it's, you know, you can't afford a thought in your head that's not the Lord's. It starts with a thought, and that thought then turns into an offense. It literally was just a thought. And that offense turns into bitterness. That bitterness takes root and ends up being unforgiveness. That's why bitterness is always, always, always in the past. You ain't bitter about something that happens in the future. It's always the past. And the problem is you got to leave the past. There are hundreds of people that I could show you in New England that just for some reason hate James Levesque. They're convinced I'm blank. But the reality is I never think about these people or even know what they're doing in their life. But yet they're so bitter and angry about something in the past. You will die. Bitterness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. It's completely ridiculous. you will die by taking the pill of bitterness. So today, I want to exhort you and encourage you, guard your heart, read the devotional, spend time with the Father, guard your heart, because out of it's going to flow the abundance of life. And depending on, look, we live in a world full of offenses. But if we choose to love and we keep our eyes on God, we will not fall victim to that contaminant. We love you. That's it for today. Big, big subject tomorrow. We're going to cover on disappointment. Thank you for rocking with Engage. Having a good day. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.